live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 264. I am your host, Brandon Reif, joined as always by my main man, co-host, Jonathan Birdsong, JB. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing better than Pac-4. I'm doing just fine, man.
Come on, man.
hey, man, you got to come in with your zingers when you can, man. Nah, man, it's good to be back, man. Tuesday night, you know what I'm saying? Quick turnaround for us. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily a full weekend, man, but, like, man. Brent, I know you've been giving a rundown, but I know it's football heavy tonight. Gotta be.
Yeah, it's football, NFL, and college football heavy with a couple quick hitters of SummerSlam to recap from this past weekend and one little NBA tidbit news. But heavy college football, NFL, pro football. Give us an hour today. Give us hour 15 minutes tonight. We'll get you a nice show in. We'll get some talk in and all that and more.
My goodness. So, my goodness.
John, I want to start. Let's start with the NFL. I feel like the majority of
you
our
sure?
shows. Yeah.
Sure
second half of our show.
Sure?
Yep.
Man, I'm going to lose my mind on this college football. You already know.
Second half of the show will be college football driven. Indianapolis Colts, John, training camp. Boots were on the ground today at Grand Park to watch their practice. I will say I never understood the fact of some diehard Colts fans that are living on the edge of their seats, cheering every single play, every single ball that's thrown by even a third quarterback or a block, and people just sitting there watching that. I'm watching everything else is why I am there. And John, I will say today, Anthony Richardson did not impress me what I saw in person today. From what he said he did over the weekend to what he did now, it looked like a step backwards. To me, Gardner Minshew played a hell of a lot better today. I saw Minshew throw five bombs, spot on, 40-yard bombs to out to Pittman and to a couple other wide receivers. Minshew looked better to me. I will say Darius Leonard, watching him go through drills and such. Oh boy. I don't see him having a big season, John. I know it's early, it's training camp, but he showed me, to me, he looked old and he'll probably tweet this when you pull it. He looked old and slow.
Did you go Dylan Brooks already?
Damn. I mean, you can sit there and rip this and put it on Twitter and on Facebook. He'll probably tweet at us, you know, like he always does, the Twitter warrior. But
we have to be real. We have to be real.
He looked old and slow to me, and especially when Zaire Franklin looked like the cream of the crop out there, who basically played that role for Darius Leonard last year, filled that role in, but I thought Zaire Franklin looked better, personally, out there myself. But, yeah, no Kenny Moore today. No Julian Blackman. Right. There was, like, three or four defensive starters that were out today. So, Jonathan Taylor, not there. Left camp. Quote, left camp to rehab his ankle is the exact word from Steichen today, which is a big load of crap. For that, he's left camp because he can't get a contract. He's going to say, you know what? Well, shit, I'm not going to be here for that. So he's out. Colts went out this weekend, signed Kenyon Drake. If you're feeling happy, as some, I heard some Colts fans say, oh, well, we got Kenyon Drake, though. Oh, are we talking about the same Kenyon Drake? We ain't talking about Drake the singer. We're talking Kenyon Drake. So if you're going to rest your hands in that.
On some bad things, man. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the truth, man. That's just the truth, man.
Colts got a preseason game, number one, this Saturday, 1 o'clock up in Buffalo to take on the Bills. John, your thoughts as we've continued to kind of go through the Jonathan Taylor saga to where we're at now with this Indianapolis Colts squad?
Sam Ehlinger, let's go. That's what I've been thinking about. Sam Ehlinger, let's go, man. I just don't know, man, how much of a hot mess the Jim Irsay and Jonathan Taylor and Ballard kind of know that they kind of got on their heads, man. You know, that this turn quicker than the daggone the Pac-12 just, you know, saying dissolving. You know what I mean? To going to, like, you know, like, Brandon, you have to have a – you have – again, man, this kid – This new quarterback kid that got coming in is like wet behind the ears in terms of college football. You know what I mean? He should have been kind of – he should somebody be talking about in the second half of this show. Like, man, you know, Florida got that kid, Ezra Richardson. He's coming back on his – you know what I mean? That's what we should be talking about. But this – he, I mean, everybody struggles. Everybody does when they have to level up to this level, whether they was Jalen Hurts, whether they was the homie down in, with the Jaguars. It came from Clemson. Everybody struggles, you know what I'm saying, transitioning from college, elite college quarterback to NFL quarterback. So, like, we have the scouts, including Carson Ford, we have that data. So we know it's going to struggle, man. So, like, why would the team, knowing they have money to spend, you want to be less distractionary as possible. And you still even, you know what I'm saying, you're playing this yo-yo game, and it's not even a yo-yo game now with Jonathan Taylor and Brandon. The Pittman Jr., you know what I'm saying, you said 3 more weeks, man. I'm like, man, this little scandal can't last that long, man. They need to kind of nip this in the bud. What are the Colts selling, Brandon? What are the Colts selling? You saw it. You saw and you hear what everybody hears on local radio. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get the truth here. I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, our media, you know what I'm saying, compositor or lying or anything like that, man, but they're going to kind of sugarcoat it, man. Just a little bit. The Colts are a sponsor. The Colts are a sponsor across the sports. You know what I'm saying? But like, nah, man, not to talk about, you know what I'm saying, King shit or anything like that, but, like, listen, what are they selling? Right? Is this really a super traditional year? Because, like, you ain't even invested the money in the offense. Of the player.
Right.
So if the Stockton don't like these guys, then let's get them out. Like, why are we dragging the anvil? Why are we dragging this behind? If Stockton, you said last
– No, I was just going to say Colts are bringing in I know they signed Kenyon Drake, but they're also bringing in for a meeting tomorrow Kareem Hunt. It was reported that Kareem Hunt signed with the Saints this morning, which is totally false. He had a good meeting, but he left there. He's heading up to Indianapolis to meet with the Colts tomorrow. So
JT's going to get traded. He said JT's going to get traded. Jim Mercer said he wasn't going to get traded in October. I guess he's going to get traded in September.
But, John, can he play? Let's talk about this. I've talked to other people who have asked me, can he really play another snap for this functional franchise that you have a problem
back
with, where you want to get paid more for the work that you've done? So ask you this. Let me throw it another way. The big box store, the BB, you've been busting your ass for 12 years there, or even 4 years there, John, and you've worked your way up, and you're back of house to management, and you're running the operation and all that. And you find out that other people at BB is in other store or other places are making more money than what you're making, and you feel like you're not getting your value for what you've brought to this program. So, and they're saying, well, nope, this is what you're going to be at. I mean, there's no men in that relationship, right? I mean, I feel like you wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. If my coworkers are making this, I ain't going to be staying.
Hold on. Did you tell my whole life story at Best Buy?
I tried not to. The BB.
I made it to 16, man. If anybody wants to know, Brandon, at some point you can't necessarily worry about what somebody else is getting paid. However, you do have to find something, your level of financial that's going to take care of you, you know what I'm saying, and your family. That's just the real – I mean, that's what I did, though I wasn't making – you know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily compare apples and oranges and whatnot. I think the market is $12 million. The Colts can't pay him $12 million. The Colts can't pay him $12 million, then they should trade him. Saquon Barkley got $11 million. Because, like, but Saquon Barkley is an often injured superstar running back. You know what I'm saying? Jonathan Taylor, I get it, was injured last year, but he's a little bit more durable. I say the market must be between $11 and $12 million. Why couldn't they get a deal in that range, a multi-year deal? Brandon, the contracts in the NFL are guaranteed. Why are we losing our mind here? Dead cap space? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? You still playing Andrew Luck to $25 million. Dead cap space. You're moving a whale in 2 weeks, man. What do you care about dead cap space money? You know what I mean? I don't know why they didn't, why have a softy Jonathan Taylor coming into camp, having everything all be, the Colts are now media friendly. They like to be, they want to be still loved and huggy and, you know what I'm saying, all that. They should have just took, when they should have knew with this whole thing and with New York Giants was spiraling out of control, that they were going to be targeted for. You have a superstar running back. What are you going to do, Colts? Are you going to be on board with, okay, we're going to franchise tag, we're going to do go by the book, or you're going to be a little bit different and say, hey, man, no, this is what we're going to do. Maybe we do something out the box here. No, not a six-year contract for Jonathan Taylor, but, like, short-term. It is 3 years, Jonathan. 3 years, $33 million, $40 million.
Right.
I'm talking like I'm, you know what I'm saying, show me the money, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You Tom Cruise and but you know, you get the scenario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but like if he legitimately asked for $16 million per year, that's a big, I don't know, Jonathan. That the durability of your position, those kind of come up into the talks. You know what I mean? But I don't know, Brandon, like you said, I think Shane Steichen would like to have a Jonathan Taylor all in. But he wants more backs that he can just kind of throw out there and see what they can do. Not necessarily one superstar back.
Yeah, I will say, John, that the about an hour, 2 hours ago, the Colts released their quote unofficial depth chart for preseason week number one versus Buffalo. The starters along the offensive line are the same as it was to close out the 2022 season. You've got Ryman, Nelson, Kelly, Fries, and Braden Smith. Ryman's at that left tackle position. Wide receivers, you've got Pittman and Isaiah McKenzie are your ones, and as well as Alec Pierce. So those are your three wideouts. Jonathan Taylor is in there, but he obviously scratched out there. Zach Moss will be scratched out of there. So Deion Jackson will kind of be up there at the unofficial number one. At the quarterback position, it's the first time, and Adam Schefter said this about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers depth chart that got released this morning as well. It's the first time in the history of depth charts being released that there was it had Baker Mayfield or Kyle Trask. There was an or. So...
Wow.
So they were making fun of that.
Baker ain't wilding. He didn't wild down here. Damn.
Let me just, okay. Woo! Had to extend the show. I actually had it set for only 15 minutes, so we're good.
There we go.
So yeah, we're back now. But for the Colts, it has Gardner Minshew or Anthony Richardson. So it has Minshew listed as the one and Anthony Richards as number two. So the Colts are even doing the or thing, which is interesting. So defensive-wise, Grover Stewart at the nose tackle, Shaq Leonard at the wide LB, Zaire Franklin, middle linebacker, EJ Speed, the speed rusher. And then your safeties, Julian Blackman, Nick Cross, Kenny Moore, Tony Brown, Chris Lamons, and Michael Tutsi. And then Dallas Flowers, Darius Rush, and Jalen Jones as your cornerback, John. Your punt returner, Isaiah McKenzie and Josh Downs. Dallas Flowers and Isaiah McKenzie will do the kick returning duties. Tyquan Lewis was activated from the PUP list today, which allows him to practice with the team for the first time since training camp has begun. And after seeing more and more reps throughout the training camp, Shaq Leonard began to take out his practices this past weekend, 11-on-11 drills. So the Colts have given out their first depth chart for the season. No surprises to me. There. I really, you know, it's If you have to put the, and I said about Buccaneers on Twitter today, if you've got to put the or position down, and being your number one, right?
Right. What you've seen. You are just, this is preseason.
Right, but what you've seen so far, if you can't do a definitive, this is going to be the guy that starts our preseason game number one, then you can't be liking what you've seen all year, all preseason so far.
Man. Brent, doesn't he have to just go out there and take all the preseason snaps and then just be the number two for the rest of the season?
You would think.
The football, hey, let's try to win the first 3 weeks of the season. Brandon, for real, I put my Colts fandom back on for like a minute. I separated. Once Peyton Manning and the GOAT left, I separated my fandom from the Colts, man. And I started, I became a part of the show, man. I separated my Colts fandom, man. You know what I'm saying? You have to be discouraged, man. Gardner Minshew is your starting quarterback. Gardner Minshew should be somebody's reserve. And I get it, man. People can remember how they went to. He was on the Super Bowl team last year. No, man, they stunk it up. Gardner Minshew stunk it up with the Jaguars. How many other years? Yeah, I know he lit the Colts up and they won the games, man. That's shame on the last regime and the teams they put together. But, man, Gardner Minshew is the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, man. You can take – I'm Brandon, I got my fan hat on right now. You can take playoff out your mind, Craig. You can take that out your mind and out your memory, man. And tackle this on with the Jonathan Taylor controversy. Tackle this on with you don't have any, I don't know, uniqueness in the tight end. Do you really? Do you have any uniqueness in the tight end? You know what I'm saying? Roster or anything, you know what I'm saying? Something that you know you depend upon, you know what I mean? No. I kind of like the wideouts, Brandon. I really do. I like the wideouts closer to the Temple Hill, but can anybody get the ball to it? Right?
Okay.
With my fan hat on, I'd be highly, man, you said six games? Bro, Brandon, you gave them two games.
It'll be six.
Mm.
It'll be. Did you see my thing I put out with division predictions?
No, man, go over it. I didn't go over it. I understood.
Yeah, posted it on Facebook and Twitter over the weekend. I gave my predictions for how I think it's going to go for the upcoming season. I'm bringing it up right now, so give me a second here. I also went through and did a little, I did my Big Ten rankings for this year. So, real quick. This is the problem I have with Indianapolis Colts fans. Okay. One of the biggest homers in the history of homers, and he's drinking the Kool-Aid of it, and it's bad. It's bad. I really thought this guy was a better fan than what he's showing out to be. And I'm talking to you, Reggie Sykes. I'm talking to you.
Oh, man.
Queen
of
Trolls.
That's the program.
It was. He's got some explaining to do. He posted a picture 20 hours ago, and he put the quote, shake them haters off. And you know what that picture is, John? This is the Colts fan.
Fluffy
this
sack.
Is the Colts
Fluffy
that had
sack.
How many – How many seasons was it of 12 plus wins? The great quarterback of Peyton Manning. You had Marvin Harrison, Edgerrin James. Just keep going. And we're sitting here posting pictures about what Anthony Richardson has done the last 2 days of 11 versus 11 touch.
Mm-mm.
And that's a
Mm-mm.
touchdown to Amari Rodgers, a 15-yard touchdown to Drew Ogletree, a touchdown to Michael Mm-mm. Pittman, a 35-yard touchdown to Alec Pierce, a 15-yard touchdown to Kyle Grant. From what I saw today, a 15 of 19 for 78%, 6 touchdowns in 2 days, receiving significantly more steps with the first team than Gardner Minshew. Oh, my God. Everybody, let's go out and drink a beer for this. This is so exciting. This is such exciting news for the Colts. Get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. I'm saying it. Get out of here.
Man.
This is a soft-ass franchise. If you're going to post bullshit photos like this talking about, Week is what you did, 11 versus 11. I'm sorry. I went out here today, and I saw 11 on 11. Westfield's varsity team could have came out there and ran some completions against that defense. And today, they didn't try.
Wow.
It was touch. Touch football. Get out of here. Colts, you're better than that. Colts fans, you're better than that. Reggie Sykes, you're better than that. That's terrible. We're sitting there posting highlights of 11 on 11? Come on.
Oh,
a training camp. Not even a game. Training camp. Get out of here.
I wish we could pull up his Sugar Bowl highlights, but he sat out of that too.
Get out of here with that. Yeah. Somebody tag Reggie in that. I don't care. Let him hear this. I want him to hear this because he's a better fan than that.
He'll probably call him later, man. It's all good.
I expect more from him. Let me get back to my divisions here.
Get back on. Get back in. Reel it back in.
All right. So I've got.
I thought you were gonna come to blows a couple episodes ago, man. You and Justin Fox, man. Well, y'all be talking about that North Division, AFC North. I'd be like, oh man, here we go.
So
it's like Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart.
So I've got AFC East. I go Bills, Jets, Dolphins, Patriots.
I'm going the other way.
You're going Patriots?
No, man. What's going on? What's wrong with Bill Belichick? You going to get Trey Flowers, got some money?
That's why they're last. That's why I'm last.
How are you going to support your offense?
I don't know. Apparently, I don't know.
Man, Mac Jones' rookie year was a – Bill Belichick basically saying Mac Jones' rookie year was an offshoot. Don't count that. Like, that was like That's why he don't want to support – and that's why they didn't get DeAndre Hopkins. That's what that is, Brandon. He don't believe in the quarterback. The owner believes in the quarterback. Man, they ain't going to have no good season. I'm getting ready to turn on this Aaron Rodgers Jets thing, man. I'm not jumping on board with it.
You need to. Jump on board. You'll find out tonight. Tonight you will. Hard Knocks tonight, episode one.
I'm not jumping on board with it. Buffalo, Brandon, like, I don't know, man. I don't believe it. I don't believe, I'm not saying it's fraud. Nah. Brandon,
they're fine. They're fine to win the division, John.
Nah.
Who are you believing in?
I'm telling you.
The Dolphins?
Aaron Rodgers and them is going to kind of
you
like
didn't even say that. Hold on. You didn't even say that with any conviction.
Nah.
You paused heavy on saying that. Yeah.
It depends on Tua's health. They have everything else. They got everything else going for them.
Okay, so does everything else. Josh, the Bills winning division depends on Josh Allen's health.
They have a better.
He needs to quit running.
We know what that is. We know what that is. Well, if you don't run, he's going to throw it in the end zone. When it's in the red zone,
how about the Jets?
We give a lot of criticism, and rightfully so, to Lamar Jackson, man. Josh Allen is, man, it's the same thing, Brad. I went back and looked at some tape. I know it is, man. He would choke City up some touchdowns, friend. For real. Mm-hmm. I know you take him as your quarterback, but like, no, man. Who'd you say?
I've got Bills, Jets, Dolphins, Patriots. I like, and it's just like the Jets. The Jets could easily fall to third or fourth if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt just as much. I mean, those four quarterbacks, I think I have the division ranked basically
they
as
got
well.
A good,
how that
they got
offense.
A good, they got a good, I don't know, man. They got a good backup, though. The backup's the daggone lottery pick.
Okay. You ready for the scent of the North?
I don't know if the 219 market that listens to our show, you know what I'm saying, the folks in Gary in Chicago, I don't know if they're ready for it, man, because Brandon,
Well, I'm talking about the AFC North, not the NFC North.
Sorry. Go for it.
We're still
I'm
in the AFC, John.
Sorry.
You're jumping ahead.
Let's go flip-flop on them. All right, go ahead.
AFC North, I've got Bengals 1.
What?
Steelers 2, Ravens 3, Browns 4.
The Ravens, they got them with 10
third.
Wins, I thought. Did that get them with 10 wins?
This one you just
ranked.
Okay,
I got you.
I have a two-way. I got like the Bengals, with 11, and I have Steelers and Ravens both with 10.
when I scouted this, Brandon, this is going to be a real tight division. I expect Cleveland to be better. I'm not saying if I'm not saying like they playoff push better, but this is going to be the harder division to win of all the divisions. This is going to be the hardest division for the Bengals to win because it's so competition heavy between 2 and 3. Whoever you have 2 and 3 in, I have the Bengals at number one in this division. But whoever you got 2 and 3, whether we the Steelers or the Ravens, like you know what I'm saying. Like they're gonna be nipping at the Bengals' heels and potentially, you know what I'm saying, be one themselves. You know what I'm saying? So the margin of error, that's where we get into the like the Bengals' margin of error is very slight. If they cannot sustain, they definitely can't sustain you know what I'm saying, quarterback, you know what I'm saying, being out for a long period, you know what I'm saying, games, extended games, even though they won without him. You know what I'm saying? Survive. You know, I'll say that. Survive, you know what I'm saying, weeks without him. But that's going to be key here. I think the Steelers are the better team to weather a storm, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? A bad 3-game November, December. You know what I'm saying? Not December, but December. But, you know, 2 and 3 going to be nipping to heels in number one. That's how I see the North Division.
Next one I have, John, is the AFC South. I've got Jaguars, Titans, Colts, Texans.
I don't want to lose no. I don't want to lose no type of credibility in the Indianapolis streets, man. I don't know how you had the Colts third. I don't.
Well. We just talked about it, the quarterback position.
Hope springs eternal with Gardner Minshew. My goodness. This is where we're
at
now. That is
John, we just talked about it. The Colts fans are reposting and posting graphics of their quarterback's 11-on-11 training camp stats. That's what we're doing. We're ecstatic about that.
Brandon,
so
don't lose your mind. Don't lose your mind if by game 7 they ask for Sam Ellinger to play.
Well, I won't deal with it. I won't lose my mind. They did it last year. So, it's shocking. I like much argument there. Kind of agreed a little bit of kind of where divisions. I think the Jaguars, they had a great season last year coming back. I think with Peterson again adding to that, they also got, I believe, Calvin Ridley on that team now who set out a year. With his suspension. So he's now onto that Jaguars team, a little more explosiveness for the offense there. I do like the Jags. The Titans, I just don't know. You know, you've got your Will Levis,
right,
you got your Tannehill. I know you got your wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. You're like, oh, we got a true number one. Well, you had a end of life with Julio Jones for a year. You actually had A.J. Brown, who was the legit number one, and you traded him for some reason.
Right.
So, I just can't figure out Tennessee, but based off the makeup of the team I think they're going to progress better than what the Colts are. So that's why I've got them at 2. So, in AFC West.
I can't argue with that, man. I mean, it's nothing really to debate. Like, I can't believe Las Vegas Raiders, man. How are they? Like they're gonna, isn't he gonna be the first coach to get fired? He has to be.
He could.
But the Chiefs should. I mean, they're gonna. The Chargers, are they gonna step up and make boneheaded moves, decisions, and get to the playoffs and get a run in?
Yeah.
That's what everybody's on top of mind. The quarterback is you took care of the quarterback financially. He has weapons.
Yep.
They got a defense that can get stopped. Dude, they got to get to the playoffs. No excuses. Or somebody will get fired.
I think they do. I kind of like them. I like them going into this coming up season. I think they've got potential. I don't know if they can win the division. I think the Chiefs obviously have it a wrap there. But I think they've got potential to make some good moves. With that organization, with Eckler there, you still have Herbert for another year. Remember last year, he wasn't even going to start, right? And then what's-his-face got hurt and insert Herbert in there. And he played well. So Denver's going to get better. I got a feel with Russ and with Sean Payton in there. They're going to change up that offense and make it more suitable. I think it's not enough, though, to leap the Chargers or even the Chiefs there. So I've got them
sitting.
NFC East, which you in the previously used to call it the NFC Least a couple years ago.
I did.
First, I've got Philly. Second, I've got the Cowboys. Third, I have the Giants. And fourth, I have the Commanders. I think Philly continues their where they're at with Jalen Hurts. He's playing phenomenal right now. We'll see if the Eagles have a hangover from last year. We'll see if that happens. But Dallas,
well, yeah, right.
I'm sorry. I know Dak Prescott said that he wasn't going to throw more than 10 interceptions this year. I think he's already thrown five in training camp. And if we're talking stats for the Colts, then we have to talk stats for interceptions for quarterbacks. So he's already thrown five. I got the Giants. You know, the Giants are going to progress. They're starting to get some people in there with that team. They did well last year towards the end of the year. But you got Saquon on a one-year deal. You got Daniel Jones back again. I felt like they added a couple pieces to that offense. I'm gonna look while you're talking about the NFC East.
No, man. What are we going to talk about? It's still the least, man. Washington, what are you doing? They'll be back in somebody's lottery next year. They will. The Giants came in. They were the media darling.
They got Paris Campbell.
Daniel Jones got his contract, and then they said the Giants said, well, F the running back.
They've got Darius Slayton, Sterling Shepard, Darren Waller. Darren Waller is who they got in the trade from Oakland. So I think that was a good piece for them to get out there in New York.
The Giants, I feel like, are going to be the first team this year to have a tie. That's what I feel like that team is set up to do. They'll be the first team to have a tie, and we all moan and groan about it. It'll be the New York Giants. Thank you, Giants. You suck. That's what we all be mad about. But, like, nah, man, the Dallas Cowboys, man, I don't know, man. I haven't heard a whole lot of put up and shut up from any of the Cowboys. I have, you know what I'm saying, that rhetoric that they like to spew. I haven't seen any goofies. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of goofy people, Brandon. They are. I'm calling them out. Why are you throwing TV? Because we on the internet for clout? Because you're a Dallas Cowboy fan? You all expect a disappointment at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You get out there 7-0. Oh, man, we're feeling good. Then, reality hit. You're not playing the Vegas Raiders. You're not playing, you know what I'm saying, Chump USA Colts. You're not playing, you know what I'm saying, whoever, you know what I'm saying, in the cellar dweller of North Division. No, man, Dallas. We got breaking news, y'all.
Breaking news, the wife will not be happy with this, John. We are on the wait list for the Taylor Swift tickets. So we didn't get a verified code to use for ordering tickets, but we're on a wait list. So not going to be happy with that. So that just came through. But I know all the Swifties were watching and listening, so had to get that out there. Are you going?
I wish I would. I wish I would.
I'd like to see you go. I think that'd be fun.
That's not gonna happen.
The next division. I've got some. I need everybody just to relax on. Okay. The NFC North.
Go.
First place, I've got the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow, you lost Chicago. We just lost Chicago, Brady.
Second, I have Detroit.
What? Passed out.
Third, I'm taking Green Bay. And last, I'm taking the Chicago Bears. Vikings, Lions, Packers, Bears.
Wow. We're getting in trouble. The show's gone. The show's being torpedoed.
Oh, I told you they were going to be happy. I said they ain't going to be happy.
Scott K. Nichols State Farm Insurance is a sponsor that you should. Scott K. Nichols, but he's a Detroit Lions fan, one. But
listen, they still got growth to do. They still have growth to do.
You got Chicago last.
John, Jordan Love still with the Packers. The Packers are still the Packers. They're still a feasible team that owns the Bears.
They picked up a lot of defense
for another year.
Chicago was dead last in sacks, and they picked up a lot of defensive help over the course of free agency. So you know that'll be plugged. I just don't know who Brandon, man. You got to explain how you got this coming up, man.
Well, let me tell you. Vikings. Vikings got everybody back. I know, well, except for Dalvin Cook. They lost Dalvin Cook, but that's fine. They got Anthony Madison in that backfield. They're head and shoulders above the other three teams in that division. Quarterback play. You can make your fun of Kirk Cousins as much as you want, but every single one of those other three teams would rather have Kirk Cousins in as their quarterback for the regular season than what they've got currently right now. Except for maybe the Bears for Justin Fields. But I'm just putting on the Fields and the Bears, John, that youth. The kid needs more experience. The guy flashes shine. We need consistency. And I think I'm not saying the Bears are going to be trash forever. No. Like, they're going to – one more year. Next year, Bears will be there. Lions. Lions' offense is going to get better. It was flashy last year. They averaged a shit ton of points last year. They just couldn't play no damn defense. I'm hoping one more year later they can finally play some defense and turn some of those losses into wins that they should have had last year. That's why I've got them at number two, because their offense is still higher than what the Packers is. Packers have Drew Love. We'll see what he does for a full season. But the Packers personnel, Packers head coach, I still like them at three over the Bears. And the Vikings, like I said, the whole personnel. I like what the Vikings did last year. They don't have Dalvin Cook. That's fine. They got Anthony Madison. I think the Vikings are just fine to claim the North one more year. One more year, Bears fans. Mm. Just one more year. That's all I'm saying. One year.
I'm Jonathan Bertone. That's Brandon Reeves.
what's your rankings there?
The Bears, I don't have fourth, man. I had them actually kind of leveling up, man, and maybe getting to the positive, Brandon. I had them at least two games in the positive. I didn't have you. Now, you can't go from being like what you were the last two seasons and being into, you know what I'm saying, where we had 13-4. You know, hold on, 17 games. Hold on, but you get my drift. You can't just flip the script just like that overnight, ladies and gentlemen. But because they had some things they need to improve. They got a lot of pieces of that Philadelphia defense that they paid for in free agency, but show improvement on the offense and like the connectivity, and then like Justin Fields' connectivity to the offense. And could they run the ball, man? So, like, I get it, right? I get Brandon. Like, you kind of going off, like, what you've seen, because, like, a lot of things, like, that's a lot of boxes to check. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know what I'm saying, you create, just because you pay for it doesn't mean it's just going to work in your system. You hope. Right?
How many wins do you say the Bears are going to have?
I had them in two of the positives, man. I did. I had at least nine wins.
Las Vegas has it at 7.5.
Okay. Well, yep. That's where we at. Las Vegas. Las Vegas is Jonathan Bertone's opinion. You go with that with what you will. But, like, Brandon, you had a dead last in division, man.
Detroit Lions, 9.5.
Detroit Lions, here's what I think about Detroit.
Packers, 7.5.
They have
and,
Detroit. They got to be favorite.
Minnesota, 8.5. So the Lions are the favorites to win the division per Vegas.
He's not gonna melt down. Jared Goff's not gonna melt down this year. Not in the regular season.
Colts 6.5.
Wins?
They're saying over. Vegas has over 6.5 wins at -120. Unders +100.
Wow.
Interesting. So moving forward, and we'll get some. Bring it on, Chicago. One more year. That's all I'm saying. One more year. I should make a change in this one. I needed to make a change in this division. The NFC South. I've got Saints, Panthers, Falcons, Buccaneers. If Tampa Bay, if Baker Mayfield's your starting quarterback, Tampa, you're going back to last. I'm sorry. If it is, you're going last. Atlanta, Desmond Ritter, Kenyon Drake, Kyle Pitts. They just also drafted the running back. Who did they just get running back-wise in the draft? Bijan Robinson. I like Atlanta's offense. That's disrespect. I disrespected Atlanta. I should switch Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay besides Mike Evans, but who the hell is going to give Mike Evans or Chris Godwin the ball when both quarterbacks can't throw to him?
Maybe Mike Evans gets the trade up out of there, man. You never know, man.
Yep. Last division. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go to the last division.
Last division, I got 49ers, Rams, Seahawks, and the Cardinals. Cardinals will be last because I don't know if Kyler Murray's going to play this year with his ACL injury that he had last year. So 49ers, Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals.
I like it. The Arizona Cardinals probably will be looking for another quarterback in the offseason. It's going to be an ongoing saga.
Maybe Kyler can come to Indy.
Stop.
I mean, if we're going to talk about if he was in Indianapolis right now, they'd be putting his Warzone stats on. They'd be posting and cheering about that.
Man, do not start that, man. You don't want him down in the NBC suites or nothing like that, man. Chilling, up at Gen Con, you know what I mean? Y'all know he's a gamer. You know what I mean? He needs, like, Oliver and Colts. Nobody wants none of that, man. You know?
Okay.
No.
All right. Let's swing over real quick.
This dude's doing rest in peace. You didn't brought it up too much tonight, man. This is disrespectful.
I only came up twice.
To who?
I want This is rest in peace. The Pac-12.
Oh, okay. Clearly, that's fine.
The Pac-12, John, no longer exists.
Man, I'm about to say.
The years of Bill Walton on Thursday nights on ESPN. The Pac-12 championship football games on Friday nights late. Watching the air raid, those late games on Saturday night, trying to win your bets right before the end of the year because the day went to shit. No more. No more Adam Morrison.
Yeah. Well,
no more Jaime Jaquez.
Stop it.
No more Luke Wilson.
You're killing me.
It's over, John. The Pac-12 is done.
Miles Simon. You know what I'm saying? Jason Terry.
The Duck.
Arizona Wildcats, man. You know, West Coast football, staying up late at night watching basketball.
It's done.
You know.
Steve Prefontaine. Who was the quarterback? Marcus Mariota. Joey Harrington. Marcus Tuliasosopo.
Oh,
done.
Pete
the
Carroll,
Apple
man.
The and Apple Bowl is
Pete
done.
Pete Carroll in the scandals. Yeah,
who
man. I love Pete Carroll, man.
Who did not love
the
waking
Bush,
up
the, Bush
the day after Thanksgiving?
God bless it.
And you're putting your hours in a Best Buy for Black Friday, and you get your ass home after the big rush at
Rose
2 p.m.,
Bowl,
and you throw on that TV,
hey, man,
and you watch the Apple Bowl, watch the Washington State.
You did ate five Subway sandwiches at the daggone Best Buy, you know what I'm saying, lunch break. They done ordered up some, you know what I mean, Subway or some Quiznos, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Not to give everybody that free publicity. You know what I mean? But, yeah.
No Washington
home. You come home, we got some turkey and ham ready to set up. Boom, bam, football.
No Herm Edwards.
Yeah, all that's gone, man.
No Herm Edwards.
You play to win the game.
God rest
his
soul. No Cordell Stewart. No Deion Sanders.
Well, first off, they should never.
No Andrew Luck. No.
There you go.
Christian McCaffrey. No Cal. The band is on the field.
What happens to that, John Elway? What happens to that Pac-12? Pac-12 basketball was tight, though. I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't winning no championships, but.
RIP the original Pac-8. The original Pac-8 logo.
It's probably going to morph, Brandon. I don't necessarily have a direct answer for you just yet. A lot of these people are throwing around the term mountain, that probably Mountain West. Let's not forget that the Western Athletic Conference, the WAC is still out there. I'm not saying all those schools
the WAC is WAC.
Like, They're not going to say, right. They're not going to say, wow, anybody. But, like, the western parts of the United States still cares about Major League, well, college baseball. They do. The West Coast still cares about baseball. There's money in that. Football is a strange bedfellow with West. It is, man. So, like, from a programming standpoint, I don't want to go super nerdy, Brandon, all right? From a programming standpoint, you might have a 1 million eye share for a university like California or Stanford, but, like, TV network is like, yo, I can't sell that because of the time frame, the time disparity. They need California to be, I'm talking about California, not you. You know, they need Cal and Stanford to be, like, to be good drawers in TV rankings, not only in the PM, but in the AM. UCLA and USC, they carry their net weight in viewership in the AM or PM games. I know what people are saying, hey, man, UCLA, they ain't nobody showing up to them games. They're, like, fan-wise, but, like, people watch the shit on TV. That's what kind of matters in, like, why there's all this conference realignment. That's the TV networks kind of are in control of it. This is, like, hey, if you can get XYZ, LMLP, we'll give you this amount of money for you to disperse with your conference. That's how this works. That's why it's bugged to me, Brandon, that it's not a Pac-6. Because if I'm the Big Ten, Brandon, why do I want Oregon and why do I want Washington?
Because you want Oregon. That's why.
No, hold on, Brandon. Ladies and gentlemen, I just said it 2 seconds ago. Football, people on the western side of the United States, they like to watch it. It's not their heart and soul. The heart and soul of football is in the southern parts of the United States. It's in Florida. It's in Texas. If you got a Brandon, I'm getting so hyped, man. If I was an AD, if I was the athletic director of a football program or a basketball program, if you ain't scheduled your basketball team, you live in the north, and you ain't scheduled your team to play a football team or basketball team, you are doing your university a disservice. Because you got to get your program into the heart of football country if you want it to survive. That's where the money flows. Either in rivalry games ain't going away, Brandon. They're just going to turn. They're going to shift. They're going to turn. They're going to become, oh, all right, Texas beat our ass this year. Let's get them next year. It'll take time, but they'll build up. And the money will build up. For a little school, you got to jump into get into the market. However you can, Ball State, don't lose your mind about talking about playing Georgia. Oh man, they already did it, but we already know what's going to happen. But I'm saying, from a like, let's build Ball State basketball. You need to be playing somewhere in the Texas market. You do, or that's where the money is, or Florida, that's where the money is. Whether you think your program is ready to play that team or not, you better get them ready. Football or basketball, get them in the heart. If football money and that network that the Oscars are there, because it is, you got to get it there. But like Brandon, everything is shifting, and it's very dynamic, and it's like overnight. And if I was a mid-major school, I would get my program in the power conferences. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't get to, I mean, not playing them, but like get down south, Texas, Florida, Bama, Gulf Coast, get down there. Get your program name down there. Ball State. You know what I'm saying? IU. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you're going to become. Right. I mean, it's not. You know, otherwise, you're going to become irrelevant. Like these people say. Otherwise, you're going to become irrelevant.
Well, you've got. So, let's give it a real quick update. By the way, the phone lines have lit up as I speak. Oregon and Washington both go to the Big Ten. Washington's there because Oregon needed a dance partner. Me and John, we talked about this over the weekend, me and you. Oregon needed a dance partner. Washington was their dance partner to come in there. And then Arizona State, and Utah are going to the Big 12. The Big 12 is getting regenerated. So that's getting. ACC's in talks with Stanford and Cal. You know, I can even see Stanford going independent themselves. So, but that's kind of where we're sitting right now. You know, I think the next one to fall will be Florida State. I think Florida State, and I know it's an ironclad contract, folks, but I think there's a way that they can find a way out of this. And the next team to move would be a Florida State, and then their dancing partner would probably be Clemson or North Carolina. You know, Big Ten has two more teams would put them at 20. But they could. They'd be the first in history to get rid of some teams, a la Maryland, a la Rutgers, a la Northwestern.
Yeah,
so,
trade some of them from Miami or Florida State.
Let's start taking our calls. We got some calls on here. What's going on? Nas, what's going on, man?
Not much. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. Talking the college football landscape. Has it changed? And I, as I was telling John, this, not only for everybody looking at the football aspect of this, but I put on Twitter over the weekend, before long, ladies and gentlemen, the NCAA tournament that we know it for basketball, March Madness, is going to be dead. And it's just going to be all the power, those main two power conferences with all their teams only. There's going to be no little schools. Conference will be, the tournament will be dead as we know it.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, honestly, this whole formation to me, what we're seeing right now is the little guy's last big bag. The smaller schools who won't be in the super conferences, who are going to have to go back to the regional ties and all of that stuff, this is, you know, their last little shining moment because, as we all know, once all these TV deals are up and everything and once they get everything situated, they're just going to tell the NCAA to go spit. Like, you're not a real governing body. You don't have any control over us. And we're going to put these super conferences together, and it's going to be essentially semi-pro football and basketball. And honestly, I'm wondering how basketball is even going to pull it off. We know football, no matter what, it's going to work with the super conferences. The basketball one gets a little more difficult. But, yeah, we're watching college basketball and football just basically be written by TV markets now. So it's just a scramble to get as many marketplaces as you can, and to hell with rivalries and all the other things, pageantry and everything that made, you know, college football what it was. They're just throwing it away because, I mean, but honestly, there's just so much money. How do you turn it down? John Skipper, last year when he was talking about this, he made the estimate of $300 million per team, per season. And maybe he was being a little, I don't know, a little cheap with that. Like, it might be more than that. Like, this is going to get ridiculous. They got their own networks. They'll have whatever regional deal they want. Throw in the NIL money or whatever they can squeeze out of sponsors. And just the way live TV is so important right now anyway, because think about it. You've all got your streaming services or whatever you sign up for, but live sports is the one thing you don't want to hear the result about, or you can't wait and binge it on your own time. You have to be there and see it then to really fully enjoy it. And they're just gonna destroy all the things we kind of grew up on. And I'm not saying this is like some nostalgic, you know, crybaby, like, oh, they're ruining the good of college football. Well, a lot of college football and basketball was corrupt anyway. The NCAA was a cartel. Players should be paid for playing, period. You shouldn't be using sponsors as a go-between and a middleman to pay the players a salary that you should be doing because they actually are employees. So, you know, there's so much here, man. I'm glad you guys are talking about it because I can't get enough of these conversations, man, because we don't know where this is going to go, but we all kind of agree that the super conference thing is just looming, and the NCAA is on borrowed time. And we go back to that article written a few years ago where they talked about the whole concept of student-athlete and every other way they were able to kind of rig the system into their favor to create this, you know, this monstrosity. So now that it's being torn down, I don't even know if I can be the angry old dude complaining about it because it should be torn down. But, yeah, the makeup is interesting so far.
Yeah, I will say the Pac-12 has nobody to blame but themselves, the way they've handled this over the last, 4 or 5 years. You know, the Big Ten, when you're looking at contracts, the Big Ten, and they obviously were partnered with Fox. ACC and the SEC both partnered with ESPN. When these TV contracts, these new TV contracts come up, ESPN's, the Fox's, they have an umbrella of networks that, you know, Disney also is with ESPN, and you know, Fox has Fox Business, Fox Sports, Fox the regular station, those things all under the umbrella. So it was at that point where they've got to, well, we don't want to lose these stations, so we got to keep these on here. And that's where the Big Ten, the ACC, and the SEC tied to these networks, tied to these TV deals, were backed by it. The Pac-12 is the only conference that went out there and tried to do their own, and you've seen what it's done. Nobody backed them. You have to do its own streaming thing. You didn't know where the hell to watch a Pac-12 game. And I guess that offers the umbrella, putting their games on multiple channels that they can watch and stream, and the Pac-12 just didn't do it. And they tried to make money, did not make money from it. And it's one of those that I put it best to the guy I work with is, you're all out of the bar, and it's time to leave. And the Pac-12, the Big Ten, the SEC, and the ACC, all that, I've all called Uber. Pac-12 says, no, man, I got Yellow Cab that's coming to pick me up. Man, Yellow Cab's always reliable. Yellow Cab picked me up. Well, it's 3:15. We're all home already from our Ubers, and that Yellow Cab still hasn't picked up the Pac-12 outside the bar. And they're just kind of left on their own. So Pac-12, to me, has nobody left. It's their own demise and their own reason, their own fault for it. The athletic director pissed away the conference.
Again, The Pac-12 had a false sense of what they were. Again, I go back to the viewership. They had good viewership numbers with Stanford. You have good viewership numbers with Oregon. You have good viewership numbers. But it's a little kind of false, man, because they're built upon national rivalries, not necessarily national brands. You know what I'm saying? So the people go crazy. Yes, my mother and father drive up from, you know what I'm saying, Soho to, you know what I'm saying, to go watch my games. You know what I'm saying? Up in Sacramento or whatever, when they play that small school, and it's a good viewership. Because, dude, California got built-in 500 million people to watch TV. You know what I mean? At any given point. But, like, a million viewership is not necessarily the bar anymore. They want to get you, like, hey, man, the daggone pro, not the pro go, but the Hall of Fame game drew, what, 4 million people, 4.6 million people? And that's a poor TV product. That's how from the TV side people. That's a poor TV product.
Right.
The Hall of Fame game is a poor TV product. So if 2 million people watch a California game when they play XYZ school or a Stanford game when they play XYZ school, great. But, like, you can't build a conference off that. There wasn't a sense of urgency when you lost your big brand, USC. There wasn't a sense of urgency. There wasn't a sense of urgency. Like, I don't even say what, like, when you said there was an invitation when Texas and Oklahoma, I was losing my mind when I heard today that Texas and Oklahoma wanted to go over. I didn't understand. Now I do. You know what I'm saying? But they did, and he was like, no, we think we're fine. We didn't, because they didn't kind of want to piss off the people from USC. USC is a coddled brand. It is. I don't know if USC knows that, if they're going to get the same Connelly that they had in the past. Because the Big Ten coddles, shame on me, y'all, the Big Ten coddles Ohio State and Michigan. That's why they are not in the same division. Amen? Right? So I don't know if they get the same kind of coddling. They might. How many teams are going to have? 18?
Not the same type of coddling, but they're getting a bigger piece of a bigger pie and access to California. Like, for the rest of the Big Ten, I mean, you know, that was
what I'm talking about protecting that one loss record, too. I'm talking about protecting that one loss record, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And keeping some of that pristine, because that's part of how this is manipulated as well, man. I don't know how all this kind of shakes out, because I think the Big Ten, you took Oregon and Washington as a favor. Because you wanted to be in that market. You have Nike money already flowing through all your programs. You didn't want no Oregon's Nike money. I don't really understand that part of the West Coast. I guess we're going to find out. Football's going to be easy navigation, my personal opinion. It's a one-game-a-week thing. We're not going to lose our mind. They're not going to start scheduling Rutgers and, you know what I'm saying, Rutgers and USC, you know what I'm saying, on the Super Bowl or something like that. Yeah. There's going to be, and obviously there's going to be some, you know what I'm saying, somewhere in the middle that they are going to meet, you know what I mean? I think there's going to be, they're going to chop it up, they're going to make division, you know what I mean? What that looks like is going to be kooky because I think a Midwestern team is going to be asked out. They're going to be like, oh, Penn State, that's another brand that kind of gets protected around here in the Big Ten world. How you protect Penn State from cannibalizing USC and Ohio State every year. You can't have them all playing every year together, can you? You still want to protect the Rose Bowl, but now you control that, right? You still want to have that big game because that's big money, that's big viewership, the Rose Bowl. You know what I mean? So how does all that work? I'm sure they're all somewhere in the Big Ten trying to figure it out right now because that's, you know,
don't think of it from the nostalgia point of protect the Rose Bowl. Think of it like these guys are thinking of it, where you're saying, hey, these are new areas to be conquered. So their idea would be something much bigger than the Rose Bowl that all of the other hands that used to get, you know, fed out of that pie, they no longer get fed. And ultimately, this is going to turn into all of the big dogs are going to turn and look at the smaller ones and say, okay, why are we carrying you guys again? And that's
right.
When the ridiculous
right. That's
come
going
in.
To happen.
That's when remember the Big 12,
well,
where ultimately,
well, let me ask you this:
had to pay for the Longhorn Network in order to entice Texas to stay because they were going to leave.
I know,
and they made the rest
right.
of the conference bow down to keep them in there
right.
for those few years.
They did.
So that's what's going
right.
to happen regionally. All of the, you know, the big fish are just going to eat them.
Right. What would you? Here's my, and I'm going to look at it from a local perspective here with Purdue and Indiana, two football teams that are already in the like bottom tier of the conference. And why would you, as a university, you know, hey, we've already got two middle tier for football, you know, basketball programs are both good, but you're like, you bring in Washington and Oregon, and you've already got USC and UCLA coming in. Why would you say, yeah, come on in? Like, are they... You're just putting yourself a further down a tier where you have zero chance of ever winning a Big Ten championship in football ever again with these new other teams coming in here. That I never understood why a seventh or eighth place, ninth place team in a Big Ten conference through 14 would say, yeah, let's go ahead and bring teams in here. Let's go ahead and do it. Because you also have
one
to tie up. But you have to split up that revenue even more. So...
Yeah, well, it's like bank robbers. This is your one last job. If you're the smaller schools, you're looking at this scenario like, okay, we know eventually they're going to try to crowd us out. So let us get as much as we can now to build towards the future. Now, here's the flip side to fans. All of the people who said it's about the front of the jersey and not the back, and they love the rivalries and everything else, guess what? These smaller schools, we're going to see some interstate games like we've never seen. We're going to see bus-type visits as far as games being really close and you kind of really building a community around the team. And no, you don't have the big national network, but the local network is showing that game and that rivalry. And the kids who aren't five stars are going to aspire to go there and play locally in front of their friends and family. And maybe you don't fly across the country, but you're going to get that real old school college experience. So if that actually matters, that's going to be available for them, the ones who are left out in the cold from, you know, all of the big money major program stuff.
Yep. Okay. Nas, anything else before we let you go? Go to the next?
No, I probably need to take a nap. I'm running my big mouth again about the NCAA. I know they're tired of hearing me talking about them all the time, especially on y'all show when I call in running my mouth. But, man, thank y'all for the topic. Beautiful to hear. And now I got to look into the USC stuff because y'all brought that up. Now I got to look more into that, and that'll keep me busy for another hour.
Beautiful.
But thank y'all.
Thanks,
man.
Nas. Have a good evening.
Thanks.
All right, that's our guy, Nas. Let's go ahead and bring our next one on, D-Cott. What's going on, D-Cott?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Y'all doing okay tonight?
Doing well. Well, I was doing well until I saw your. Did you hear my rant about your twin?
No, I did. I was
Reggie,
working at the 7. Oh God! Look,
I want to say
I missed it.
He went on.
Oh,
he went on.
I won't go all out what I did, but it's just I told Jonathan the Indianapolis Colts, who are rich in history with the Peyton Manning, Edger, and James Marvin Harrison, 13 wins, 14 wins, Super Bowl champs. yada, yada, yada. But on Facebook, one of their super fans, Reggie Sykes, posts a picture with stats of their quarterback during training camp. Is that what we're resorting to now as Colts fans? We're putting posting stats on training camp where they're playing half-ass defense? Come on. Colts fans, you've got to be better than that. Reggie Sykes, you got to be better than that.
Hey, listen. He got took to the woodshed in one of our sports groups, man. No worries.
Did he?
He got took to the woodshed. And it wasn't
I couldn't believe you posted.
I mean, but that's, listen, that's who he is.
I didn't say nothing.
Right? It doesn't matter.
He's calling in. He's calling in. He's on.
Wait a second. I'm gonna get a couple points out, and then you can add Big Ten.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I want to talk about the Big Ten. You know, Brandon, you talked about it, right? Why would I, as a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 team in the Big Ten, say I'm okay with it? Unless you're saying you've got some type of backdoor handshake to say, listen, you're not going anywhere. Because and that comes with money. I'm talking about a handshake.
I don't know.
With money in
the guy.
But no, I'm not saying.
I feel like Vanderbilt, Northwestern are coming to the mat, Brandon.
Hey, listen. I don't know why they would do
Missouri.
It. But clearly, they did do it. But I would tell you this, Brandon. You mentioned this earlier in the call, the monologue. Rutgers, Maryland, Nebraska
coming to the mat.
Need to worry. They need to worry. That's what I believe. They need to, because they're, you know why? Because they're not original. They're not, and they gotta go, and that's, and I'm not gonna get.
Rutgers is in. Rutgers is good, man. They're in that New York market, man. No sir, man.
Yeah.
No
worries. Yeah.
Rutgers is
good, man.
Hey,
Johnson.
They're in New York market.
You not talked about this. Yeah, Johnson.
They probably wish Rick Pitino was in Rutgers instead of
Saint John. Hey, they're the UCLA of the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but to that point, they've got to go, right? We talked about this last year, if you guys remember, when the move came with Texas and
at
Oklahoma
some point, though,
to the SEC.
You know what,
right?
Brandon and Decott? At some point, basketball money is going to have a say at this table. I'm telling you. At some point, basketball money is going to be like, well, that might work for the football people. It don't work from a recruiter standpoint. Like rivalries, like I don't necessarily, I'm not saying TV didn't smash rivalries already, but like from a rivalry standpoint, like Kentucky, Indiana, that stuff, like that matters still. Like where you go to school at, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Where I think, like I said, basketball is going to have a say at some point. It might not be a big say like it is right now, where Arizona's gonna be like, well, we was gonna be in the Big 12 for only 1 year, and now we're gonna get the hell up out because we really gonna be here anyway, right?
I will say this, right? It looks all good right now, but a lot of this, you know, and I know teams moved prior to NIL, but the big move that happened on the heels of this NIL, right? What do you say, Jonathan?
Duke should buy the ACC.
Or go independent like this one guy said.
Or go independent,
I can't remember.
The basketball program, whatever these networks would be talking about would be like lowballing it. You know what I'm saying?
It would be. But I'll say this, right? I'll say when the big move came as we start talking about, hey, there's not going to be legislation for the NIL. So now I think we can put the bed – or put the rest
good night.
In the conversation about these players are it's a waste of their money. This is ridiculous. Now they're all doing it. So now if everybody's doing it, no one's complaining, right? That's what I hope. That's my hope, right? Everybody's doing it now. So let's not act as though, UCLA just wanted to go to the Big Ten. Are you kidding me?
They want to put themselves in bigger games.
That's it. Wait till middle of November when UCLA goes to Wisconsin. Wait till they go to Bloomington Lafayette or Penn State. Good luck. I can't wait to
Wisconsin.
See that.
You open it. You talking about football? UCLA football?
Yeah,
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Where you going to get hit in the mouth? They're going to get hit in
the mouth. That won't be for 3 years because in 2 years they play at UCLA. So
But you follow what I'm saying, though. You follow.
Yeah, for sure.
But again, it's a good problem to have, and it's great for talking points. I love watching online. Everything's online about NIL. Greg Sankey just came out about 40 minutes ago asking the NCAA to rethink the playoff platform because things have changed. You know,
we
all know Greg Sankey.
What?
Greg,
we got to go back to BCS?
No, John.
Greg Sankey is the king of all of every
First
last.
First hold up. He's an SEC
king, right?
Guy. I don't trust him.
No, hold on. He said it, not me. What I'm saying is because he realized.
He's the SEC guy.
The platform has changed, right? And I'm not saying I'm okay with it. I'm just saying he just came out less than an hour ago, and I promise you it's going to be looked at because it has changed, right? You know why? He's protecting money, right?
It is my mission.
It is. Go ahead, Brandon.
No, I was just going to say it was six conference champions and the sixth next best in the rankings. What it's probably end up being is going to be the top five. It's going to be the five conference champions or four conference champions, depending on what it looks like, plus six or seven next best ranked teams will still have the 12-man playoff. That's what it's looking like it's going to be since the Pac-12 is involved.
It's going to be interesting for sure. But again, it's all because of this movement, right? So right now, dust hasn't settled. It's going to be about 3 years for the dust settles. And we're talking about this in 2026.
Right.
That's what I'm really interested in because there's a lot of dominoes that are impacted based off of these moves. And we won't know right now until a few years to see what happens. I'll be watching. Hopefully, I'll be Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'll be watching and see what happens because it's going to be an interesting take for sure.
Okay. Now, Deacott, I want you to stay on here. I'm going to keep you up five, but I just need you quiet.
Notre Dame.
I'm just going to listen.
I need to reemphasize what I'm going to say to him because he's going to come on, and he better have a hell of an answer because with the Indianapolis Colts, and I don't want no, you worry about your team. Because you know what?
Yeah.
He's the only one. Even Colts, there's some Colts fans I know that are embarrassed to see that post. When you're posting, anyways, you have Peyton Manning. You've got, the Ring of Honor, Jeff Saturday, Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison, all these guys. And you're going to sit there, and you're talking about 12, 14, 13 wins. How many years in a row did they do that? How many years? Like 20 years, right? Prestigious Indianapolis Colts for the shoe. And we're going to sit there and post effing rookie quarterback training camp stats? We're going to post training camp stats? That's where we're at now? Better than that, Colts. Reggie Sykes, you are better than that. You better come defend yourself. You're better than that. Reggie, come on now.
How you fellas doing today, man? Everybody
I was good
okay?
until I saw your post. I'm upset.
See, man, I'm in Milwaukee, man. I had a great veteran Navy guy pass away, uncle. And, great ceremony, and he was he could have been a doctor, man, and, coming out of Tennessee and everything. Everything was great, man. But now on to the sports talk. Let's start off with the college ball. And I hear what y'all talking about. Y'all listening to an SEC guy. The SEC is the conference that started all these. The SEC started these mergers.
Well,
it's not about basketball or football. It's about the TV contract and the money they can drink.
Yep.
I heard somebody say something about Rutgers and Maryland. Rutgers is the New York market, as Birdsong said.
That's
big
right.
money. If you can cover from nation to nation, you're going to get more money for your TV contract. That's just facts. College football with NIL and the college basketball is not about the student athlete anymore. It's about how much money the universities can make. And the SEC started this mess, and the Big Ten is finishing this. And the SEC people are just mad because the Big Ten is a bigger conference now, and they're probably going to add two more teams. I wouldn't be surprised if Cal and Stanford came into the Big Ten. And
what's
I wouldn't
Deion
be surprised if Notre Dame came
Who
in.
Who forgot about Deion?
But hey, man, can I talk to you? I said your
Red.
Point. You didn't let me be on my point.
Red.
Can you just
I'm sorry,
shut up
Red.
And let me talk? Oh,
I'm sorry. Red. Notre Dame is not going to ever join the conference. Never.
Oh, they may not go. But the SEC started this stuff. That's why the Big Ten has expanded the way they're making. They're going to get a hell of a deal. Let me tell you something else. If the ACC didn't have that killer contract where the teams couldn't get out until 2036, Duke and North Carolina and Florida State would come to the Big Ten, not the SEC. Not the SEC. They would come to the Big Ten because the Big Ten is going to be the money conference. And now on to you talking about my coach. Now on to y'all talking about my – I'm on a sports show.
This will be good.
We told the truth.
Y'all talking about my Indianapolis coach.
No,
now, look.
Look,
he has a – can I talk about the coach
Johnson,
now?
Let's talk, Johnson, please.
Can I talk about the idiocy?
Talk about him.
Let's hear the idiocy. Please, Johnson, please.
Talk about him.
Let him have the floor. Please.
He said idiocy. Man.
Both parties
idiocy.
Are wrong in the Jonathan Taylor thing. When Ursay said what he said, he wasn't just talking about Jonathan Taylor. He was talking about all running backs in overall. The running back should have opposed that contract from the get-go when a collective bargaining agreement was up. You know, I understand. I agree with Ursay and I agree with Jonathan Taylor. But Jonathan Taylor has no leverage right now, and I want him to be a coach. He's got to sell for that $4.3 million. And I do think that around the fourth or fifth game, once he's proved who he is, because he's not going to leave $4.3 million on the table. He's going to come back, and he's going to play. And Ursay's going to say, okay, let's resign him. But he's not going to get the $16 million that he's won. He'll probably get $13 million. He's not going to get $16 million. He'll probably get $13 million. Next, the reason I'm posting Richardson facts is because Richardson doesn't have any pro games. He did very good. I want Richardson to win the starting job because he needs to learn on the job like Trevor, Peyton Manning, and everybody else. So he needs to learn on the job. Like the rest of them.
You don't need to
and I'm saying that he's doing good. He's farther along
stats.
Than what they expect.
You don't post training
Look,
camp stats.
First of all,
especially
what
I saw after today when I went out there.
You need to worry about the Steelers quarterback. You need to worry about your 15 teams.
Here we go. I told him I didn't want that excuse. He's using that excuse.
It ain't no excuse. It's a fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact. It ain't an excuse.
You seem a little violent. You seem a little violent today.
No. No, I didn't let y'all get your point. I'm just saying, Richardson. Let's give Richardson a chance, okay? Let's see what he does.
Give the man
a chance.
You don't need to be ecstatic about stats on a
preseason. Can I talk?
We're giving it to
you. Oh, y'all gonna let me? Y'all gonna let me? Can I talk?
Go ahead.
Is gonna get he's gonna get a lot of snaps Saturday, and I want to see how he does. I want to see how he does against somebody that's not the Colts. I want to see how he does against somebody that's not the Colts. I'm anxious to see because Richardson is our future. He's 255 pounds, 6'4". He runs a faster 4. He runs a faster 40 than Derrick Henry.
He's reading down the meme, y'all. Reg is reading down the meme that he ain't supposed to be talking about.
Excuse me, Birdsong. I know the meme by heart. I'm not reading. I know the stats by heart. I know it by heart.
I'm sorry.
So, first of all, you're talking to a guy who don't even have an NFL team. He got 15 teams. We're talking to a Steelers guy.
And you know what?
Hold on. You know who led the running back revolt? Najee Harris led that.
Wrong.
When they had that Zoom call. And
wrong. He didn't lead it. He was part of it, but he didn't lead it.
Oh, he's the main one pushing it.
No, he's not. He's got 3 years left still on his deal.
Let me tell you something, though. He's pushing it. Running backs, I don't know why teams don't value running backs. But
hey,
running
I'll tell you this.
I agree.
There ain't a single Steeler or Steeler fan that ever posted training camp stats for a running back or a quarterback. It ain't ever happened in those organizations.
Look,
we're better than that.
Look, after Matt Ryan, I'm happy to see the stats I'm seeing. Okay?
I can pull back tape of what you said about Matt Ryan last year if I need to. Because you were all about it. He was leading the
was
way
wrong.
To the promised land.
A strong man can admit when he's wrong.
I appreciate
wrong
that.
I was wrong about
Matt
Ryan. Well, I was wrong
he
about Matt Ryan.
You learned a thing or two from that.
Can we get this recorded? Is this recorded?
No, yeah, I'm sure he's recording the conversation. Because I'm on the sports show and they're talking crazy to me about
thank
my
you.
Team.
Thank you for apologizing, Reggie. D-Cop, we learned something to think it through from that.
Look,
please.
I didn't ain't good. And I'm just not going to sit up here and let y'all talk about my team. I'm excited about my team. I'm excited
about
our quarterback.
Stats. Talk about these practice stats. I want to hear some more about the practice side.
What about your 15 teams? Who are you concerned about? You always the winner.
No,
you just picked the Super Bowl winner. That's how you do.
But you posted this, so I want you to talk. I want they give you the floor to explain what
we
you talk
about.
Okay. Because he only played 13 games as a college quarterback, I was excited because people wouldn't expect him to be as far as long as he is right now. So I'm excited. This
who
is a coach's
who is
future.
Who is
so I'm very excited about it.
One thing is Ole Miss.
I think you need to worry about Ball State and quit worrying about Richmond. That's what I think you need to do.
So with that said, since we're admitting that we were wrong and all those things, we appreciate you admitting you were wrong, Reggie.
No, I'm not wrong
Matt
at anything.
Ryan.
You're just a troll. You want to take my king of troll name. You're just a troll.
Hey,
you want to be me.
Easy,
you need to stop
easy,
trolling
buddy,
people on
easy,
Facebook and Twitter.
Easy. Well, I would never do that. I'm just an innocent guy.
What are you doing? You tag me in every post on Facebook.
Having a good time, partner. Hey, but to the point, though, Reggie, I know, listen, I really appreciate the fact that you are a great Colts fan. You give me so much bulletin board material, you can't stop it. I appreciate you. You're going to the woodshed for your team. And
I don't like
thing,
you.
Man.
Your grandkids don't like you, and you don't even have an NFL team.
You
so
follow beautiful
now.
Girls. You know how they love you. Anyway, this is
they are beautiful.
Sport.
They don't like you, though.
Oh. I want you to know something.
All right. Let me rein it in. Let me rein this in a little bit.
He starts out like the equalizer.
Hey, man,
I'm going to equalize it out. Cut it right there.
I'm in Milwaukee, the home of the Milwaukee Brewers. And Green Bay Packers right now.
Hey, man,
okay?
They're kicking the Cubs. They're kicking
and the Bucks.
Right.
My cousin said the Bucks, too. She's high on the Bucks
okay.
this year.
Yep. Reg, I appreciate you coming
to the
on.
Rest of the show. I'm going to go back and listen to the rest of the show. Because I can't talk to that
you,
ass.
Reg.
Oh, I can't say that online. I can't talk to that chump online
it. I don't
right
care.
Now.
You can say it. I don't care.
I'm not going to cuss on your show. I'm not going to cuss on your show.
It's a family show.
I will tell you this, Reggie. Let me go quick. Reggie, thank you for coming on. Thank you for answering because we had the question. But just do me one favor. Don't post any more training camp stats like that. Please don't.
Post, and when he gets dole off on Saturday preseason game,
I'm
going to post those stats too. You guys have a good day. I'm hanging up.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Reggie. Have a good day, buddy. Miss you.
All right.
Well, listen, guys. Hey, listen, real quick, guys. I
got one more call.
Tell you what. I'll let you call it in because I know people want to call in. That's good. I'll hit you guys on the other side and all the social media with some good topics and stuff, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Deacon.
Oh,
last thing. I am going down south tomorrow. I may slide into Montgomery, Alabama. No.
Oh wow.
So yeah. So I'm heading down south. I will.
Hey.
Going through, so, yeah.
If you throw your hat in the air, I'm there.
Hey!
Oh
way,
my God!
Hey, I may go. Hey, Brandon, I may go.
I'm done. I'm
blacked
out.
In all actuality, my mother-in-law is turning 82 years old, man, and we're having a big birthday bash for her. And I'm the lead cook on the grill, so I'll probably go live or at least have a lot of pictures for that for sure.
Okay. Like, hey, the new bat signal is the hat getting thrown in the air. That means it's getting popped.
Yeah, I
gotta, so.
And of course, I'm doing that. You know that. I'm definitely.
You got that chair with you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to keep listening to the show, guys. Appreciate you.
Stay protected,
much.
Man. That's what I'm
saying.
Stay protected, man.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks
oh,
for calling
my
in, man. You wild.
Holy
you wild
shit.
Man,
the show
you are wild for that. I'm definitely, this is getting definitely cut up into a segment.
Let's bring our main man on here. He's been on hold the whole time. Sweet Lou, what's going on, my guy?
Sweet Lou, East Coast.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I had him. I don't know what happened. I thought.
Try again. Call back in, Sweet Lou.
Yeah, he needs to call back in. We'll bring him on. But
the phone line lit up, man. Call back
in. 929-477-3331.
If you are listening live, you want to get your sports opinion through the phone lines. We'll be on probably a little bit.
You know what? I want to ask. I'm going to start asking people.
Great.
If posting training camp stats is what we should be doing right now for our team.
Damn,
929. I think we're better than that.
Man, is that cool? 929-477-3331.
Yeah.
Well,
if Nas is still listening, If Nas is still listening,
no,
call
Nas.
Back, Nas.
You know,
I'm going to bring you on.
You break it.
I want to ask him if he would be ever caught dead posting the stats of his quarterback's training camp stats.
Man. He wouldn't shout him out, bro.
Oh,
training camp says they're gonna win you game. We gotta win game one, man.
Yeah, right.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
SummerSlam recap, John. Jey Uso, Roman Reigns. Reigns wins. Jimmy comes back, gives the old sweet chin to his twin brother. I went back and found the clip of Roman's interview about how you can't be a tribal chief if you have a twin. So that makes a lot more sense. You can either be a twin or a tribal chief.
Crazy.
So that was Jay's way of saying, screw my brother. I want to be on my own. And that's probably what pissed off Jimmy. But love the storyline. Mm-hmm. Love where this is going. Your thoughts from it?
Yeah, man. They got a long history story going on with in that WWE storyline, man. Get on board. It's like a mini soap opera with that inside the WWE universe. There's also some other matches on that card. Before
Lesnar was good.
Lesnar and Cody Rhodes.
It was a good match, John.
Yeah, it was all right. It was okay. I can't poo-poo it, man. I can't uplift it even, man. But Lesnar, that was all right. What's name was forgettable, man, really? Finn Balor. And, man, it was forgettable, man. I was kind of disappointed, man.
And, that was a rousing match.
That particular match. Are you asking? Or are you telling me?
No, I'm telling you the Rousey match was terrible as well.
Oh yeah, I didn't understand. They had a better video package. Shayna Baszler, I believe more in her video package than I did that match, man.
You're a believer now of Logan Paul now, right? He put a good match on.
Man, the Paul brothers had the best August. What day was that? August 5th. They had the best August 5th of any brother duo since the Steiner brothers. Man, Logan Paul. Beat Ricochet, should have never, man. It was a dirty finish. That was cool. It was cool. Dirty finish. And then his brother actually won a boxing match against Nate Diaz.
Yep.
They had a good Saturday.
Last thing I have quick hitter-wise, I want to thank our sponsor, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, if he still likes us after my Bears comment. As well, have our customer.
He's different. Like Detroit.
That's true. He'll like it. I got them second. Miami Heat, John, they are about to repackage a trade offer for Damian Lillard. It's going to center Hero, Nurkic, and then some draft assets as well as what's looking like it's going to be. And there has to be a third team involved in this trade. But looks like they're going to give it one more try here shortly. Anthony Davis just signed a three-year extension with the Lakers. So he's going to be there for
make
three
like
more years.
$50 million a year. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wasting that money. Street clothes. So.
I hope not.
Anything else you have, John? Before we go ahead.
Kate Cunningham looked pretty good in scrimmages, man. But he's not the official team. The best looking guy in Team USA is Jaren Jackson Jr. And he's kind of like the star of the team, as they would say. Other than that, man, the NBA is going to be kind of quiet until we hit about September. Just keep waiting, man. Keep waiting, man. You know, on
football
on
time.
It's all out football time, man. You know what I'm saying? People are going to be looking at their teams a little bit more uniquely. I know a lot of people ask us. Actually, Justin Fox again from the Epic Podcast. He asked us, "Do we, you know, saying about fantasy football, man?" So there'll be that. I know coming up, me and Brandon and the homie will be talking about, you know, what I'm saying, college sports betting. That's going to change just drastically. You know, what I'm saying, our weekly picks. You know, what I'm saying, so like, no, man, Crossroads Sports, man, it was great to get back on. It's going to be great. Another great week in sports. You know, what I'm saying, as we go. You know what I'm saying? As this day-to-day saga between college football and how that's going to look like from a regional standpoint. Man, it's great to be, you know what I'm saying, chatting up again with you, Brandon.
Fiery
show
tonight.
Fiery show tonight, man. Brandon, take us out.
Hey, everybody. Next week's show, be tuning in. The conversation continues on Twitter, on Facebook, on Threads, if that's still a thing. But we'll be on there. That's just bigger, better than ever. Hey, IndyCar, NASCAR, both this weekend here in Indianapolis. So I wanted to give a quick shout-out for that. Other than that, we'll see what happens with the ACC and what happens with these other Pac-12 teams. I don't think we're done, but the future does not look bright for the NCAA tournament. So that's what I got to say with that. We've got Tanner here in a couple of weeks. We'll start making our bets and making our picks for the college pick'em. So can't wait for that. The conversation continues on Facebook, on Twitter. We'll see you guys there. Thank you for joining us. We'll see y'all next week.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.